Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brother, my sister, to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Thursday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 3. Verses 7 to 11, 13 to 17. Our psalm for today is Psalm 114. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 21 to chapter 19, verse 1. The psalmist says today, when Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple, and Israel became his kingdom. Yes, my brother, my sister, the Lord is willing to transform us if we step out of our comfort zones. He who transformed Israel and Judah can transform us if we submit to the directives of the Lord. If we avail ourselves for God's plan, then we will be used to make some difference. You will be used to shake your community and to establish the goodness of the Lord. Thus, St. Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, if anyone cleanses himself of what is unfit, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, and prepared for every good work. For example, Joshua and Caleb stepped out of their comfort zones. They offered their lives and services to the Lord and for the good of God's people. Thus, contrary to the negative reports of other spies, Joshua and Caleb in Numbers chapter 14, verse 8, proclaimed thus, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. In response, God blessed Caleb and Joshua and made a decree and promise that they will enter the promised land. In today's first reading, that promise was fulfilled. Led by the Ark of the Covenant, Joshua and the people of Israel crossed the Jordan River dry shod. Our God is a God of impossibilities. Hence, he who made Joshua great is ready to make us great if we are willing to cleanse ourselves of those ungodly deeds of the past. Again, St. Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, flee from your youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, together with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. In other words, if we do not flee from wickedness, if we do not flee from evil, then we will never possess God's unending greatness. Using the parable of the wicked servant, Jesus says to Peter in today's gospel that we must flee from unforgiveness. Hence, we must be willing to forgive our brothers and sisters when they offend us. And so, my brother, my sister, it is clear in today's message that a man or woman with an unforgiving heart, a greedy heart, a corrupt heart, will never climb the mountain of the Lord. But a man or woman with an upright heart will transform the world And so, my brother, my sister, if you are willing to change your home, your family, then offer your life, your heart to the Lord for transformation of His people. The Lord bless you and bless us as we step out to be used by Him today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.